With scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro WIRC2, a 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online Streaming College Station in the Nation and winner of a 2022 and 2023 IBS Media Award for Best Sports Update. I'm Owen McCarron.
In the MLB, the Colorado Rockies take a trip out to Philadelphia for the Phillies and get handed a loss 2-1. The Phillies put up their first run in the bottom of the third with a Harper single that scored Trey Turner before the Rockies tied it in the top of the fifth with a Toglia homer to right center.
And he'll drive this deep to right field. Castellanos to the warning track, to the wall. See you later.
The game was tied through nine going into an extra 10th inning where the announcers would speak it into existence, calling Christian Pache the game's hero.
Might as well be the hero.
Might as well.
We haven't talked to him yet this year.
There's a line drive, banks it at the right field, he is the hero! Stott will score, the Phillies win it here in the 10th inning!
Audio provided by ESPN on ESPN.com. The Philadelphia Phillies bang out their 9th win, just over 500, and move on to play the Colorado Rockies again Tuesday night.
Out on the frozen lake, the Montreal Canadiens get handed a 5-4 loss against the Detroit Red Wings in Detroit. The Canadiens played such a good game that at one point they were even in the lead 4-1 towards the end of the second period. But the Red Wings decided to pick up their momentum with a goal from JT Compher, Alex Debrecant, and Lucas Raymond.
Down low, Raymond, chance to shoot, he scores! Raymond, Lucas Raymond, 4-4, 1:17 to go!
And hey, shout out Shane Gottesbeer for jumping on the ice, getting up and keeping that puck on the side of the Canadiens. And the script writers went absolutely off with this game here, giving Lucas Raymond the goal to send them into overtime, and of course, the winning goal to grab them the game.
In for Larkin, in space for Raymond, he scores! Lucas Raymond, overtime winner!
Audio provided by ESPN on ESPN.com. Back in the MLB, the San Diego Padres grab a 7-3 win after being down for the first two innings against the Milwaukee Brewers. Through the first three innings, the San Diego Padres were down 3-0 before it was Kim who would ground into a fielder's choice scoring Cronenworth. After scoring their first run in the top of the fourth, the Padres decided to keep that momentum rolling through the fifth, putting up six total runs, making their lead 7-3.
Got him. On the ground, up the middle, nice sliding backhand play, but Adames can't collect it. And the Padres take the lead as Bogaerts comes in to score.
Audio provided by ESPN on ESPN.com. The San Diego Padres increase their record to 10-9 as they get ready to face off against the Brewers for the second game in their three-game series.
This has been The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, winner of a 2022 and 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Sports Update. Live from Rider University, I'm Owen McCarron.
And we are officially overtime. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 1077thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 1077 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?